Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome back to Your World Today. My name is Anisa Isak. Now, we've seen in Bangladesh hundreds of protests over deadly religious violence. Hindu groups and other protests in Dhaka are calling for an end to the religious violence that has gripped the country for days now. So we are talking this afternoon to advocate Shahan Noor Ismail Saikot. He is the General Secretary and Executive Director of the Bangladesh Institute of Human Rights. Advocate Shahan Noor, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good afternoon.
Jazakallah khair. Yes. Shukran for being with us this afternoon.
I'm happy to be with you.
All right, so let us find out a little bit about what's happening with regards to the religious violence that we've been seeing in the making news across several news sites and newspapers across the world. Can you tell us about what's happening in Bangladesh?
Basically, you know that just a few days ago, there is a big religious ceremony program of the Hindu religious. This is called the Durga Puja.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that the Durga Puja is the biggest ceremony of the Hindu peoples in Bangladesh. And so that they have some statute all around the country and religious status. And once in district Kumilla, some people keep the Holy Quran in within the left side of the statues, and they spread it within the Muslim community that the Hindu peoples are defamating the Islam's Muslims' Holy Quran. Mm-hmm. And they spread it the rumor around the Facebook and other social media, so that the Islamic people grew up the sentiment about this, and they're trying to violence against the Hindu peoples.
Main causes. It's okay. You can go on.
Yeah, it is the main causes why the violence was started in Bangladesh.
Okay.
But main thing is that who kept this Holy Quran at the foot of the statues is the main question. After some investigation, the administration found that one Muslims peoples who kept it the Holy Quran.
Yes.
With the patronizing by the some Islamic group and others peoples, so that there is a huge violence in Bangladesh to fail the government is a struggle. It is the main aims the peoples.
All right. Has the violence stopped as well as the protests that have followed what happened?
Sorry?
Has the violence stopped now? Are there, there were protests that led to the violence as well. Has that stopped in Bangladesh?
The first violence was around 1 week ago.
Mm-hmm.
Then the consequence of the violence was spread out all around the country. All around the country, and the Islamic fundamentalists, they are taking the scope to do vandalization against the Hindus minorities properties. They looted the valuable things from the home. They fired the their home. They looted their cattle and their food, their rice and other things. They are taking the violence incidents, and it was spread out all around the country, and by the step taken by the government, now the violence is now is stopped, but the tension is now is raised more and more. People the religious community, basically the minority Hindu religious community, they are not safe. They are always apprehending that again they will be attacked by the religious group.
Mm-hmm. So some, you know, the worst in Bangladesh, this is what we're seeing, is that since Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's Awami League Party came into power there in 2009, is this now, you know, a difficult time that people have seen under her leadership?
No, basically the Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina is a great mm-hmm. leader in Bangladesh. He's not directly the leftist and not directly the rightist. He basically follow the middle stand is middle one.
Mm-hmm.
The peoples in Bangladesh think that he's when she come to the power, the minority peoples, they will be lived in safely more than the previous government, like as the Bangladesh Nationalist Party, BNP, and Fourth Party Alliance, including the Jamaat-e-Islami. You know that that time the with the direct support of the government during the time tenure of the BNP Jamaat government, there was a fundamentalist group was rise more and more. And you know that in 63 districts, among the 64 districts, at one time, the bombing bomb was blasted.
Mm-hmm.
All the country, the fundamentalist group continue their activity with the support of direct support of the government, as like as the some minister like the industrial minister Muthurrahman Nizami, he was sentenced by death with the war crime. So and now the situation is more good than the previous BNP Jamaat terror time, but we think the local government, local administration, they have some negligence about to stop this kind of violence.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know that when one places in the Kumilla it was happened,
yes,
then the local government should take the action, be cautious whether it was spread, might be spread all the country. So
yes,
they should take the precautions, different kind of attention, so that whether it would not be spread again. But mm-hmm. they failed to do this.
Okay.
So failed to do this?
Yes. Well, one other question, okay. You know, we've also seen newspaper, you know, reports with regards to the Sri Lankan government reverting to the 1972 constitution, which means that should this be, you know, passed within, if the amendment is passed in the, by the government, what would happen then is that Islam will no longer be the religious, or the country would lose Islam as its religion, the state, and instead would become secular. Is this true?
Basically, you know that in when the independence came, the first constitution in Bangladesh 1972, that time there was no religion of state, because you know that the people have the religion,
mm-hmm.
not a state have the religion. Because in Bangladesh, you know that there is a lot of religion people
different,
here is,
yes,
existed. As like as the Muslim is the biggest, then
yes,
the Hindus, Buddhists, Christians, others. So every people have the right to obey their religion here freely without fear. But after the defeat of Sheikh Mujibur Rahman, then the martial government, they changed this,
mm-hmm.
to use the sentiment or religious sentiment of the people to keep in the power. So the General Irshad, he amended this section of the constitution and input the Islam is the state religion.
Yes.
But now the peoples, we think that it should be changed,
mm-hmm.
because our fundamental policy, fundamental things was that the government, the state should be a not a fundamental state. It should be the liberal state.
Okay.
There is there is no people will be not atheist, but every people should have rights to obey their religion with free of fear and independently.
Mm-hmm. Well, will this appease the protesters? You know, is this what they want? Because you do say that the people are calling for a secular state.
Yes, yes. People are calling for the secular state. But now this government, army government, they are taking some stand because when they are seeing that the people's the secular peoples are going against the present government due to this kind of violence. If the government keeps silent, the people will think that the government are patronizing this kind of violence. But the government are trying to show that they are not patronizing the this kind of violence. But as a humanist activist, I think not directly the prime minister, but some of the local administration, some of the local political leader, they have the influence to this kind of violence. Without their influence, without their silent support, it is not possible to conduct this kind of violence all around the country. I think so.
Advocate, Jazakallah Khair for your time. We do appreciate it, and shukran for bringing us up to speed with what's happening in your part of the world, Bangladesh. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye.